This is the Governance Committee meeting, and let's take roll.
Okay. Hold on one second. We are having some small computer problems. Okay. Doing a roll call. Grace Aaron. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
AC Bird. Kate Campbell. Mark Hernandez. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Barbara Martin? Here. Rosalinda Montez Palacios?
Here.
Richard Phelps? George Ryder?
Here.
Serene Roberts?
Here.
Julie Rodriguez? Wendy Schroll? Deb Shafto?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay. The problem is I don't have an agenda. I've been trying to get that, and I can't pull it up on this computer, so... If somebody could just read me the items.
Which somebody will have to make this a motion, I guess. What I have is roll call, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes, 10 minutes. PNB report back, 10 minutes. Working groups report back. Each of these is 15 minutes. Bylaws, code of conduct, contracts, policies, and procedures. Unfinished business, code of conduct motion, which was postponed from the last meeting. 15 minutes. Then new business and meeting adjournment at 10 p.m., which I'll point out is about an hour and 20 minutes from now. Not that I'm complaining, but if somebody wants to make a motion, they might want to make a motion to do something about 10 p.m. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Who's read the minutes?
Yeah, let me say I'm sorry they didn't get out sooner, but the hard drive that they have resided on has spent much of the last couple of weeks in a cardboard box.
Okay.
So they only got out today.
So those were the draft minutes?
Yeah, the draft minutes.
Okay, did everybody review the draft minutes?
No.
Okay.
Could I suggest that we adopt the agenda before we...
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion to adopt the agenda?
I do. This is Lydia.
Okay.
I'd like to offer an amendment, Serene.
And what is your amendment?
That we strike approval of minutes or consideration of approval of minutes from the agenda. I don't think we can deal with it.
Okay. Did anybody object?
Let me point out that that at the last meeting we had two sets of minutes to approve, and we only approved one.
Okay.
We approved the April 27th minutes. We still have the January 19th minutes, which were tabled. And people certainly had enough time to read that by now.
Okay.
We've been up here for quite a while. So if we want to consider minutes, we might want to make a motion to... tell you what, why don't we just leave approval of minutes in there, and we can make a motion to take the minutes of January off the table.
Well, let's just ask this. Did anybody review the January 19th minutes? Okay, that took care of that. Okay. was there a second to Zareen's motion to strike approval of the minutes?
You don't need a second.
You don't need a second? Okay, so do we vote on it then?
We can debate it, and we can vote on it. It's an amendment.
Okay, does anybody want to have a discussion about it?
Well, this is Bob. I can't remember. Why did we postpone the January minutes last time? Was it because people hadn't read it, or was
one member had some corrections she wanted to put in, but couldn't find where she had written down the correction. And so tabled.
Who was that?
I don't think we need to mention which member that was.
Well, it would help so we could know if that person's on the call or not.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go look. That, of course, doesn't get recorded in a minute. Give me one second. I cannot be as fast as usual tonight because of this problem. I am at any minute liable to lose everything. So give me one second.
Well, does anyone on this call remember if they raised an objection to the January minutes?
Okay, the person's not online then.
I guess it's that. Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron had a correction and couldn't find it.
Okay. So what does the group want to do? Do they want to approve the January 19th meetings or hold them off till the next meeting?
Well, there's an amendment to strike approval of the minutes from the agenda. So.
Well, I would say since Grace isn't here, we should strike it and maybe specifically ask her, remind her that she had some changes and to submit them, you know, a few days, at least a few days before our next meeting so we can review them.
Okay.
Well, may I suggest that we just email her and remind her that we need that correction?
Okay.
Sure. The chair might want to ask if there's no further debate, if there's any objection to striking approval of the minutes. So we can...
Is there any objection to striking the approval of the minutes? None? Okay.
So now we want to approve the agenda, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so I move to approve the agenda as amended.
So you might ask again if there's any objection.
Yeah, is there any objections to approving the agenda? None? Okay. Agenda approved. Okay, what's the first item, the report back?
Roll call.
Roll call. Okay.
Oh, we already did that.
No, we did that.
Did you do it online? I mean,
yeah.
we did. Okay.
Yes, okay. Report back? Who's going to do
that? CNB report back, yeah.
Well, this is Lydia. I guess the first question I want to ask is, does anybody remember any referrals to the Governance Committee of issues?
Oh, let me think. Oh, you know what? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
There you go.
Okay.
Because we don't have the minutes yet.
But I can give a report on what happened when we presented our committee report and what the board did with our report.
Okay, let's do that. Okay.
Okay, so first we presented, our recommendation that the PNB determine the notice date for the amendment offered by six directors concerning the section on at-large directors, that it be June 1st, which by that time we were meeting already on June 4th. So I offered a personal amendment that be changed to June 7th to give time for the stations to get their carts up and running. And anyway, that passed. Hold on 1 second. Let me find the next one. Okay. The next motion was that the PNB populate and activate the existing personnel committee of the PNB, and that was adopted by the board. And on Sunday, they then did hold their election for that committee. And then we ran out of time before we got to the third one, which, just to refresh everyone's memory, was, oh, wait a minute, maybe we didn't run out of time. Well, anyway, the motion was any committee may invite or include at their discretion PNB members as non-voting members on their working groups.
I think we voted on that. Excuse me. Didn't we meet? Yeah, we meet in that. It didn't. I know
wait,
people.
Yeah, that's what he's reporting on. He's
oh,
giving
okay.
a report about that.
Well, I honestly can't remember at the moment. Do either of the board members on the other board members on the call recall whether that passed or not?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay. Oh, now I remember. There was an earlier motion that we'd adopted in April that had never been voted on, so I presented that, I think, or somebody presented it. Hold on, let me find that one here.
What? And I believe that Mary Berg has sent us an email saying she wishes to be on the bylaws working group and something else. I can't remember what the other one was.
What was the thing from April that passed?
There were three things.
Yeah, I got two of them, but there's a third thing from April that the PNB passed.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. I'm sorry. It's not in Julie's report. That's what I'm looking at. But we had... I guess that's because we had already sent a report to the March meeting, and they ran out of time before voting on it, which I can do from memory as best I can. Mm-hmm. And that was the motion about allowing, activating the alternates provision of the bylaws,
right.
And I think what we had passed was that alternates could be elected from all five stations to every committee if someone is interested in running, and that that alternate would have a voice but no vote on the committee. So that was debated for quite a while and ultimately voted down. So that's, I think, that's everything I can recall from the PNB meeting. Does any other PNB member recall anything else I've left out?
No,
I don't.
No, and the problem here is also is that sometimes things are referred to the governance committee and sometimes to coordinating committee, and I'm
okay.
on both, and so I get mixed up.
Okay.
But again, it's you know the importance of the minutes. We need to at least have motions and referrals passed. Well, that is the minutes, so at least a rough draft. We need to start asking for that right after the PNB meeting so that we can move on business in our committees.
Okay. Okay. So, is that the end of your report, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to approve it, or do we just
no.
take no action?
No action.
Okay. So we have a committee report back? That.
Mm-hmm. You mean
so
working
now
group
we have the working
back.
Group's report
yes.
back. Yeah.
Okay. Which was the first one?
Bylaws.
Bylaws.
And
okay.
that's George.
George, do you have anything to report back?
I think he has to unmute.
Okay. George?
Okay, I should be on now.
Okay.
We did meet on the 25th of May, and I did send a report this morning, actually. It's just my version of what happened. We didn't get a chance to go back and forth on it. There were a couple of items that I remember there. I don't have it in front of me, but the first two had to do with the elections. And Bob, also today, put I guess it was a previous motion. Bob, what was it that you just posted today? There was, you had
well,
said you would dig up a ditch.
Well, what I posted was on, the question of when a bylaws amendment is offered, when it's first offered, you know, under the notice requirement and it's put out over the airwaves on the cart, can then when 60 days later when the PNB votes on it, can they amend it substantively? That was the question.
Right.
And
that's right.
And committee, the governance committee last year recommended that the ruling be that it cannot be amended substantively, but only for things like grammatical corrections or if the language is confusing, but nothing more than that, because that would sort of vitiate the notice requirement.
Right.
That was never actually voted on by the PNB. I think it got overlooked, and it wasn't rejected. So, you know, technically it's not enforced, but I think the committee had consensus that that was a pretty wise policy to follow in the future.
There was another, there was a question about a proposal that had actually been passed by two of the LSBs. I had remembered it that way, and I tried to get hold of exactly what that proposal was, but it had to do with moving forward the date of the election so you wouldn't wind up with having it done over Christmas vacation. The KPFT passed it, and I'm not sure who else passed it. Was it KPFK?
Yeah, KPFK passed it, and it had to do with moving the internal dates, not the outside dates, but the internal dates. And we only dealt with the internal dates because we didn't want to, we didn't feel that we would have the time to go to a membership vote on it, but that was to allow more time for the election supervisors to prepare the ballots, but it didn't pass because there wasn't enough focus on that you need the majority of the delegates as opposed to just the majority of those present. So two of the stations fell short. They voted for it. The majority voted for it, but it wasn't the majority of all of the delegates of all 24. It was just the majority of those present, so that's why it failed. anyway, so that was one of the issues. But there are several issues in relation to the extraordinary measures with amendments that we have been discussing.
Well, this is Bob. We also discussed a more drastic change in the entire calendar for elections. And,
yes.
I mean, we didn't get into it in any detail. We just discussed the fact that at several stations there has been discussion, which I don't think has led to any formal action yet beyond, well, at WBAI, our bylaws review committee put forward a tentative new calendar, and then that whole structure was dismantled when the bylaws convention was canceled. So I think others have maybe put forward some tentative ideas, and I think we agreed that we need to, we being the bylaws working group, need to try to move this along in conjunction with the elections committee. In fact, actually, no, the governance committee referred to our working group the task of generating a new proposed calendar in conjunction with the elections committee. So that's something we should really address at our next working group meeting, how to move that forward. And the goal, just for those who are new to this topic, is the goal is to get it out of the fall when it conflicts with both pledge drives at most stations and government elections in most years. So that's on our agenda for the next meeting.
Okay.
There was several other items. One of them, Lydia, you brought it up, had to do with bundling bylaws changes so that they could all be put together in a package and it wouldn't be strung out with announcements after announcements on the radio about
exactly. Exactly. And one of the problems in our bylaws working group meeting was that there was only Bob and George and myself. So we didn't really have enough
Let me say that Paul tried to get on and couldn't do it.
Okay, right. And so, yeah, and I think I recall that George had mentioned that. But anyway, so we really didn't have enough to build anything at our last meeting. But one of the things that we had discussed actually since last year was not the bundling, but definitely that given that we're not having a convention right now, that there were like a lot of like these little things that keep cropping up, and one of them was the 30 days notice. I have to mute. I'll have to continue. I think that's Grace at the door. I'm sorry. I'll have to come back to this. Sorry. You can continue.
Well, we'll get back to that in a minute. Another issue that came up, which was a new one that was relevant to KPFT, but I gather also several other places, is what do you do when somebody who was a listener member, for instance, becomes a producer or becomes staff? Or I guess vice versa also. Apparently we're just not clear at all about what's... we need to make some decision about what we want to do about that. There was a couple of others. Bob, do you recall what the others were?
Yeah. There was a proposal that Serene Roberts made, I think it was last year, for a bylaws amendment to clarify that or to make more kind of rational the succession rules for when somebody resigns. Serene, are you on the line? Maybe you could explain it.
I think there's a book kid on the phone here.
Hi, I'm here. Essentially, the way the bylaws now read, and I'm sure it was unintentional, it's so bad, that the way the bylaws now read, if someone leaves the board, the next runner-up inherits whatever's left of that person's term. What they should actually do is to allow the person who is the highest runner-up to always inherit the greater term. So that if, we're right now with people whose terms are expiring in 2006 and 2007. Let's say we have runner-ups 1 and 2. If someone whose term expires in 2006 leaves next week, the first runner-up will actually inherit a term that is, 5 months? And if a month later someone whose term expires in 2007 leaves, the second runner-up, the person who actually got fewer votes then the first runner-up will inherit a longer term. They'll be on the board for a year and 5 months. What we need to do is to arrange it so that the language, and, you know, I actually have the language somewhere. I can dig it up. Arrange it so that the first runner-up always inherits the greater period of time that becomes available due to any resignation or someone leaving the board for whatever reason.
Okay, thanks.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, so Serene's going to forward that language so that her working group can look at it, you know, see what to do with it.
This is Lydia. I'm back, and Grace is trying to call in. But anyway, so the notion of bundling was because there are several, like, little amendments that keep coming up, and that it seems like it would be useful to in that instance bundle them, as it were, so that in September or something or whenever we can just list a number of amendments and have like a brief description for the listeners, because you're interrupting airtime each time, and some of these are minor, but they need to be fixed. And the one that I was referring to was one that we're still kind of tweaking, which is that the bylaws specify that you have until the end of the month in which the PNB votes on a bylaws amendment to approve it, the LSBs to approve it. And the change that we had proposed was 30 days after that, because it's unreasonable to think that if we have a meeting toward the end of the month, that all LSBs are going to meet in a 24-hour period or something. So there are a number of little amendments like that need to be made, not terribly controversial, and it might be useful then to bundle them all at one time rather than to have the constant announcements and the website and all of the requirements. And it gets very complicated just from the amendment that's going through the process right now. You can ask Bob if you haven't noticed yourself, is that it gets very complicated to get everybody on board and moving in the direction, so it's best if we can bundle them perhaps. So this is another recommendation we're going to make on the bylaws working group and then bring it back to governance.
And let me just clarify one detail. The bundling is not prohibited by the bylaws, so the idea of bundling would not require itself an amendment. It would just be a motion the board would pass, and it would really be voluntary. It just recommend that those people at any moment in time, not just for this, you know, this summer, but 5 years from now, if different groups of people around the network have different ideas that they're going to push forward to a vote, to try to work together to create a bundle to ease the kind of taxing of the listener with constant barrages of carts for this amendment and that.
And Paul, did you get that Grace is on the call now?
Yes, I've just added her to the attendees.
Good. Okay.
I must apologize. We've been traveling, and I don't have my computer in front of me. I don't recall anything else, but there may well be Lydia or Bob. Do you remember?
George,
something?
I'm looking at your notes right now, and I think we've covered everything.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Okay, what is the next committee?
Code of Conduct.
Code of Conduct. And who will report on that?
Grace, are you on that committee?
Hello. I think we made it. We were going back and forth trying to make a date for a meeting.
Okay.
Right.
Having some difficulty with that.
Okay, so you never met?
We have not met, no.
Okay, do you have a date now? No?
Bob, do we have?
No,
you on
we're,
that committee?
It's still we're sort of batting it around over email. So
yeah,
okay.
Maybe
okay.
Those people. Can I just say those members of the working group who happen to be on this call, if they could be sure and answer, I think it was Wendy had the last round of suggestions as to a date. Just answer on our internal list, you know, so we can work this out and try to get a meeting in the next, you know, couple weeks or so.
Okay, let us know which is the next committee then.
Question: Who just reported? Was that Grace Aaron who just
code of conduct, and that was
But how about the previous motion that's on the agenda?
That's later tonight. That's under unfinished business.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But is that a code of conduct?
Yes.
Motion, because Grace and I have to get off at 6:30. So.
But they didn't have a meeting to discuss it, so they don't have a recommendation to give us.
No,
this was voted at our last governance committee meeting to be postponed till tonight.
Okay.
So I guess I'd like to propose, since Grace and Lydia have to leave, if we could amend the agenda right now to move to that question so that they can be here for it and then return to the other two working groups.
I second that.
Okay, let's go. Out of mind.
Hold on.
Rosalinda, you have to ask if there's any objections.
Is there any objections?
Could I hear what the motion is again?
They want to change the amend the agenda to hear the motion from the Code of Conduct Committee.
Yeah, it's actually not from the committee, but it's a motion that came out of a discussion in the working group.
Okay.
How
much time?
The postponed motion from the last meeting.
Right. And it's listed here as 15 minutes.
Okay.
So I have it as the motion is to bring up the postponed motion from the last meeting now.
Right.
Okay. Are there any objections?
No.
No? Okay. So who's going to report on that? Bob?
I guess I could put it forward.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Hang on 1 second. Okay. So the motion that was postponed read, the working group, and this is referring to the Code of Conduct Working Group, the working group should restrict its work on a code covering members of LSBs and the PNB, with the proviso that in the future the Code of Conduct may be broadened to include staff and management after a consultation with staff and management and possible modifications. So if I could speak to why I support this motion. This failed on a 2-2 vote to pass the working group, so it's now just being offered by individuals to this committee. And first of all, I think just to clarify, I think the grammar was a little awkward. It should read, the working group should restrict its work to a code covering members of LSBs and PNB, and the PNB, meaning, you know, that should be the focus as opposed to staff. And one of the issues that we couldn't resolve in the working group was, well, what was the original charge from the PNB to the governance committee that started us on this whole discussion a while back? So I did some searching in every set of minutes I could find on the web, and I did find, actually, the original referral, which is from the August 23rd, 2004 PNB meeting, and it reads as follows. Motion to refer to the governance committee development of policies regarding
I'm sorry, continue.
Is someone trying to say something?
Can somebody mute their phone? They're obviously having a conversation with the group, and it's kind of distracting. I can't hear Bob.
It's compound one.
Thank you. Okay, sorry, Bob.
That's okay. All right, so again, the motion adopted in 2004 reads, to refer to the Governance Committee the development of policies regarding misconduct by LSB members for the Governance Committee to present their recommendation at the October 2004 board meeting. And that passed. So obviously we're way behind schedule, but that's what the PNB is on record as having asked for, and it's specific to LSB. It doesn't say anything about staff. So I would say that supports the argument that we should really stick to that charge. I mean, PNB members are, by definition, LSB members, so that would be implicit that it could cover PNB members as well. So that's – oh, and let me just make one other point about it. We have to keep in mind that staff, both paid and unpaid, have a completely different relationship to the Pacifica Foundation than board members do. They are regular – they have regular responsibilities to – you know, both rights and responsibilities, and those are defined in a handbook that's existed for many years. It's now being revised. At three stations, there are unions for paid staff. At one station, VAI, there's a union for unpaid staff. All of those have collective bargaining agreements, which would have to be adhered to if there's going to be changes in codes of conduct. So, and plus the issues that come up, while some of them are basic and common to both staff and boards, like violence or like the discrimination on the basis of any forbidden category, race, gender, sexual orientation, etc., other issues are quite different. And so I think there's a lot of reasons to not mix these two things up and to stick to the original charge that the PNB gave us, which is to come up with a code for board, come up with a code for board members. So that's it. I'll stop there.
Okay. Did you want there? Was that a motion?
Yeah, well, that motion has been
okay.
postponed till tonight,
okay.
so it's now on the floor for debate, and then, you know,
was there a second, or does it not
need
a second?
This is Grace Aaron. I'll second it.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
You don't need seconds.
No
here.
Second. Okay, thank you.
Postponed from last time.
Okay, so do we want to do a stack?
Yes, this is
okay.
Lydia. You want to put me on the stack?
Yes, okay.
Mark
Lydia, are you in, hold on. Are you in support of the motion, Lydia?
Yes, but I also want to clarify.
Okay, and anyone opposed?
I want to make an amendment to
you're not on. George
and
is opposed.
R. Paul would like to be on the stack.
Yeah, I'm opposed. George.
George, okay. Okay, I only heard two people, Lydia and George.
R. Paul.
And R. Paul.
R. Paul.
R. Paul?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Deb. Would you read the motion again? Because my phone went out and I had to call back on a new phone.
Okay, Bob?
Sure.
Thank you.
We should probably insert the words for clarity. It just says the working group, but so we know what we're talking about. It's really the code of conduct working group should restrict its work to a code covering members of LSBs and the PNB, with the proviso that in the future the code of conduct may be broadened to include staff and management after consultation with staff and management and possible modifications. That's it.
Okay, Madam Chair, so... could I suggest then, since a couple of words have been changed, that we see if there's any objection to those changes?
Are there any objections? Do I hear any objections? Okay. I'm going to go to the stack. Lydia?
Yeah, I don't need it. It was clarified in the reading.
Great. Okay, George?
Yeah. KPSC already has a code of conduct which goes considerably beyond that. It applies to listener members, and there have been instances where abusive behavior by listener members were handled under it, was actually the only way it could be handled. There was no other sort of rules that it fell under. It pertains to the staff as well. We've had cases in the past where abuse between producers, one with another, was handled this way. It makes distinctions, of course, between the different categories of people, in that it doesn't treat a motion by an LSD member against an LSD member in the same way as it would a motion by... a listener against an LSD member, and in fact, it allows things to happen. It allows listeners to participate in file code of conduct violations. I think Bob's point about unions is correct in that whatever we do, we'd have to take that into account. That is to say, I wouldn't want to see the code of conduct superseding union agreements, sure. But we don't have that at all, and it just seems to me a mistake. At this stage of the game, where we're starting to get a handle on how these things work, to restrict the conversation so far that we can't even discuss those matters, or at least they can't be discussed at the working group level.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. I think, R. Paul, you were next?
Yeah. I know that there's the... we've discussed this before, and I've said that the official code of conduct, which was issued in 1989 and was produced by a union-busting firm that the old PNB hired years ago, it was a group called the American Consulting Group, which was specifically out to get the employees, and it's kind of draconian and it's really awful. However, right now what we have is a mandate from the PNB, and I think we should stick to that and see how we can do regarding board members before we start even beginning to think about you know, writing up new things for the for management and staff. I mean, I know that by and large, the 1989 handbook is lost. People just don't have it. So I think things are going on at the stations on their own, so to speak. So I would move to amend the motion by striking all after the word PNB, which would leave the motion reading, the Code of Conduct Working Group should restrict its work to a code covering members of LSBs and the PNB. And that would be it. So that's my amendment.
Okay. Are there any who object to the motion?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's start a new stack. Who would like to speak on this? Was there a second?
You don't need a second.
Okay, that's right. Keep forgetting. Okay. So, who'd like to speak on this amendment? Okay. No one.
Yeah, I do. I want to speak on it if nobody else.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Is that Deb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deb, is there any way you can speak louder? I can barely hear you.
Well, let me see where my microphone is. Yeah. Is that better?
No.
Okay, is that better?
Nope.
It sounds very, very muffed.
Hold on, let me just take it off. Hold on a second. Okay, is that better?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I really don't want to speak away.
Now you're fading again.
Gone.
Oh. Okay. I really don't want to restrict.
Still can't hear.
Yeah, I can't hear anything you're saying, Deb.
Ah. Hold on a second.
I can't hear anything Deb is saying. I'm standing right next to her.
Oh, she said to hold on just a minute.
She did?
Yes.
I'm not on mute, am I?
No, you're not. We could hear you, but very faintly.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay, is that better?
Much better.
Better.
Okay.
Okay,
I don't want to restrict the motion the way I don't want to restrict the work of the committee the way the either motion is set up to do. I think that it's fruitless to just talk about two bodies, the LSBs and the PNB. I think we need to take a look at the behavior of all people in and around the station. There is no reason whatsoever why we can't come up with a plan and then take a look at if it does, or how it might interact with any union problems that might come up. If the union has a disciplinary action kind of thing already in there, then we ought to see that. That ought to be out and included. I don't want to do a half job and then have to go back and do it all over again. That's it.
Can I speak to this?
Who's
Grace.
This? Grace, go ahead. Uh-huh.
It wasn't our intention to purposely narrow the scope of the Code of Conduct. The purpose was to facilitate the creation and passing of a Code of Conduct so it could be done quickly, and then broadening it to take in staff, paid and unpaid, at the stations. I understand that KPFT has a working code of conduct, and I think that the code of conduct that we're talking about would not necessarily obviate their working code of conduct. In other words, they could use that. In fact, I think that code of conduct, with any explanation, should be forwarded to the code of conduct working group so we can look it over. And if it has been a positive experience for most of the people at KPFT, you know, they should express why it's worked well. It may have been sent to us a long time ago, but if we could get it again, particularly
yes, no problem
in electronic form.
No problem with that.
Okay, but maybe if we make a friendly amendment that this would not negate what KPFT is doing, or the code that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
or anybody's code of conduct. You know,
yes.
I mean,
any other? Yeah, LSB.
Okay.
Are we ready to vote on the amendment?
Is that accepted as a friendly amendment?
If that's going to be offered as an amendment, I'd prefer if there could be some specific wording so we can know exactly what we're voting on.
Okay, would you like to make, read what your friendly amendment is?
You want me to make a friendly amendment that...
Well, I think somebody's asking for language.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so the amendment would be that the finished code of conduct that at this time is limited to the LSDs and PNB would be supplementary to, not a substitute for, codes of conduct that are in use at various stations.
Okay. Do you want to have discussion on this?
Does that make sense?
I want to get the wording of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I have the finished code of conduct would apply to LSBs and PNB
mm-hmm.
and be supplementary to, that's as far as I got.
To. Supplementary to existing codes of conduct in use in different station areas, not a substitute, at least at this time.
Did you get that?
Does that make sense?
I have it as the finished code of conduct would apply to LSBs and the PNB and be supplementary to existing codes of conduct in use in different station areas, not a substitute at this time.
Was that your wording?
Yeah, that's the sense. That's the meaning of it.
Okay, can I get on the stack?
And Bob.
Okay, who was
Madam
first?
Chair, we have, the way this is worded, all right, the way this is worded, I gather that this is intended as a substitute
yes.
for the amendment I made?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't hear who asked to be on the stack.
Zareen,
okay. And then was there someone else?
And Bob.
Okay, Zareen?
I don't have a problem with the KPFT code of conduct remaining in effect for staff since it's what they've been operating under. The semi contracts remain in place for staff where there are unions. But I don't think that LSB members and PNB members in different areas ought to be governed by different sets of rules. I think there are parallel structures, and with regard to the PNB, they're the same body and the same set of behaviors ought to be equally acceptable or unacceptable. Across the board for members of the LSB and the PNB. So
okay.
I would modify, well, I don't know, I think we probably have too many motions on the floor right
yeah.
now. But,
yeah.
I think where there are disciplinary procedures or codes of conduct existing with regard to staff, those stay intact. But for LSB members and PNB members, it needs to be the same rule consistently.
Okay, thank you. Bob?
Well, I have, the same thought, and would just say that that it, even regardless of what we might think of whether it should be the local code or this uniform national code, there's going to be conflicts between them. So this motion, as it's set up now, would immediately run into problems because if you have a national code, I mean, unless the intent of the motion is to say there'd be an exemption at those stations that earlier, it's sort of like a grandfather clause, I guess. So maybe let me ask that as a point of information to Grace. Is that what you were intending? That
she's off the phone, but she's still here. Was it meant as a grandfather, like the? Wait, hold on a second. Was it meant that these
hello? Can she come to the phone? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it was meant to grandfather in KPFT because they have a working, useful code of conduct that embraces their staff as well. Maybe we can make it specific and just say that exempting KPFT, you know, at least temporarily.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense as a it's logical, but I'm opposed to it because I don't think we should. First of all, from what I understand, there's actual dispute about how well it is working. But even if it was working perfectly, I agree with what Serene says, that every LSB is a committee of the national board, and when it comes to something as fundamental as conduct issues, that should be uniform nationally. And I have read the KPFT code, and there's certain issues it doesn't address at all. So I would oppose this amendment, even though, you know, I understand the spirit behind it is to try to look at what's worked. But I think we should incorporate whatever has worked well as we fashion the national code.
Okay. Well, I have to leave because I have to chair our LSB meeting tonight. But I am for the creation of a code of conduct that's limited at this time to the LSB and the PNB.
Okay.
So if you can have I don't know if I can vote, but that's the way I would vote if I were here.
Well, can you and Lydia hold off and then just vote and then you could leave? There's no one else on the stack, so we could just go and to the vote.
Okay.
On a friendly amendment.
All right.
I have a point of information about this, first of all.
Go ahead.
This is George. Are we interpreting this to mean that we're going to begin with a code of conduct nationally for the LSB and the PNB, not to preclude expanding it subsequently to include larger categories of people such as the staff and the listeners? Or are we interpreting this to mean that we're going to limit whatever codes of conduct we have to just the ones that are being specified now for the LSB and the PNB?
Bob, could you answer that?
Yeah, well, that depends on whether we adopt our Paul's amendment. If, as written now, it explicitly says later we can deal with staff. So that door remains open. If our Paul's amendment is passed, then that would not be part of the process. Or maybe our Paul could address it.
Okay. Okay, so are we ready to vote?
No, I want to go on a stack.
Yeah.
Then you're the only one. Go ahead.
Okay,
Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, my thing relates to what's right before us now. It does not preclude anything. I mean, it's just to strike the stuff about staff and all that. It in no way precludes people from coming up with the idea of doing something regarding staff after something has already been done about the LSBs and PNB members. It does not make it so that people cannot in the future make some further motion. However, it would make it so that right now the committee would concentrate on a code of conduct for directors and delegates. And so that's what it would do. It in no way precludes people, I would hope, after people come up with a code for delegates and directors, from starting to do something else. I'd like to see us find out if we can do something good regarding directors and delegates, and then maybe talk about the staff, you know. Experiment on ourselves before we start experimenting on others.
Okay. There's no one else on the stack. Are we ready to vote?
Let's go.
All those in favor of the motion?
As a point of order, we have three amendments, or two amendments in the main motion.
The last amendment is the one we're voting on.
Which is Grace's amendment.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second.
Can you restate Grace's vote again, please?
The amendment, this is actually a substitute amendment, and this would basically be to, if this passes, it wipes out my amendment. Okay,
this is Grace's amendment, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We're voting on hers.
Is, the finished code of conduct would apply to LSBs and the PNB and be supplementary to existing codes of conduct in use in different station areas, not a substitute at this time. And Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Maria Brazan?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
A.C. Byrd? Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez? Bob Lederer?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Rosalinda Palacios?
Oh, I can vote?
Yeah.
The chair can vote in committee.
Okay, no.
Richard Phelps? George Ryder?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Julie Rodriguez, Wendy Schroll, Deb Shafto?
Yes.
This is Lydia. I want to change my vote.
Okay, what is your vote?
To no.
Okay. Everybody done? 3-4, 6 against. So the amendment failed.
Okay, let's go to the next amendment.
Okay. All right, the next one is
this was the one by Deb?
No, this is the one by me.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This would the amendment is to strike all after PNB.
Oh, that's right.
Which would make the motion read, the Code of Conduct Working Group should restrict its work to a code covering members of the LSBs and the PNB. So,
okay.
That's what that will be. And pardon me again, I'm slow here with this computer tonight.
That's fine.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
She's off the call now.
Lydia Brazan?
Pass.
Jim Brown? A.C. Byrd? Cade Campbell? Mark Hernandez? Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Richard Phelps? George Ryder?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez? Wendy Schroll, Deb Shafto.
No.
Hello? Hello?
And my pass.
Oh, yes. Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And I had passed, so this is Lydia.
Okay.
Jim Brown?
Lydia?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
Lydia?
Lydia? Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's 7-4. 1 against. So that one passes.
Okay, let's go to the original motion, which was presented by Bob.
Well, now as amended.
That is the original motion.
Oh, yeah, as amended. Okay.
So now it's actually what R. Paul just read becomes the motion.
The motion.
As amended, it comes out to read, the Code of Conduct Working Group should restrict its work to a code covering members of the LSB and the PNB.
I'm sorry, that should be LSBs with a plural.
LSBs and the PNB.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So the Code of Conduct Committee report, is that it?
No, no. We have
to
vote on
that.
We have to vote on it.
Technically,
okay.
Even though it's the same text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Grace Aaron. Lydia
gone.
Brazan?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd, Cade Campbell, Mark Hernandez, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Richard Phelps? George Ryder?
Yes.
Doreen Roberts?
Yes.
Julie Rodriguez? Wendy Schroll? Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay. I have 7-4, 1 against.
Okay.
Okay, I have to attend our LSB meeting here, so I have to get off. Sorry.
Okay, well, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
That means we don't have a quorum anymore.
That's right. Okay. We lost two members. Do we continue? Do we hear the reports and we just can't vote on the motions?
Sorry, in point of information, doesn't that mean that we just have to pass things by a vote of 5?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You know, I just
remember majority
that.
Of the quorum can still pass.
Yes.
Is that a special bylaw that we have, or what is that?
No,
it's Robert's rule.
It's Robert's rule.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the quorum, you need a majority plus one of what the quorum was. Is that the way
right? It's actually both in Roberts and it's repeated in our bylaws.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's in Roberts at all. It's
no,
in our bylaws.
I do recall it. Yeah. Okay.
It's in our bylaws, and that's the main thing.
Okay. So, are we finished with the Code of Conduct Committee?
Yes.
Okay. Which is the next committee?
Okay, the
contract.
Next is contract.
Contract. Do we have anyone to report on the contract committee?
Yeah, this is Serene. Grace and I had set up a couple of dates and did actually post it to the list asking whether anyone else wanted to join, and no one responded. But we didn't connect on the dates that we had talked about previously. We're meeting on the 21st, next Wednesday. So if anyone's interested, I'll post the list again and you can be in touch. Otherwise, we'll just move ahead.
Okay, so your meeting is going to be the 21st?
Right,
of June?
Next Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Okay.
What is that, 10 Central.
Okay, and do you have the national telephone? A phone for number for that, or do you want to just...
Since it's just two of us, we're just going to pay for the call and do it.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Serene. Okay,
sure,
which is the
thanks.
Next committee?
Policies and procedures.
Okay. Okay, and who is going to report on that committee?
What's the committee again?
Policy and procedures.
Oh, I was the convener of that.
Okay.
And Bob and I agreed on two dates, and I haven't heard from anybody else yet, so we haven't had a meeting.
Okay. And you'll let us know when you set the meeting for that?
Oh, I certainly will.
Great. Thank you. Okay, next committee.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay, what is our unfinished business?
We just did it.
Okay, that was it. Okay, any new business?
Madam Chair, I move to adjourn.
Okay. No new business. Our next meeting date is?
Well, we have to vote on it, actually.
Okay.
I was going to ask if there's any objections.
Yeah.
Are there any objections to adjourning? Hello?
Yes. Are we locked into the third Thursday? Are we?
Yeah,
well,
we voted on third Thursdays.
Okay, then. Okay. Then I move we adjourn.
Okay. All those in favor?
You can just hear.
Here, okay. Me too. Okay. Okay. Great. Till the next meeting.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Bye. Bob, did you want to call me?
Sure.
Oh, you know what? Give me your number and I'll call you right now.
No, we're on the street. I'll call
you. Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes.
Bye.
Yes, bye.
Good night, everyone.
To turn off the music, press 1.